Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I am answering two questions texted into the podcast phone line. Now, as a reminder, you can always get your questions answered if you text into 828-338-9127. Question one is one that I've really been wanting to answer for a while now. It's one that I feel like we don't talk about enough, but I have talked about two people in my real life about a decent amount, and that is, hi, Sarah Jane, I mistyped as a self-pres 3, later typed as a social 7. I still go back and forth once in a blue moon. Would you be able to go over the similarities and the differences? So yes, I would love to talk about this because it's a mistype I'm very familiar with. It's one that I resonate with. These two types have a lot in common. So let's get into that, and then we'll get into what makes them different. So the similarities, both are counter types. So both have kind of an internal push-pull between what they want and how they're going to get it. Now, that pull is very different for the two types, but they both have kind of an inner conflict. Both are assertive. So both are ambitious, both tend to be future-oriented, both can be really hard workers or be really goal-oriented. Both put off what they really want. That's kind of the nature of the counter type. Threes, they want to be seen and recognized for being inspiring or being kind of like the ideal. And then sevens, they want satisfaction and happiness, but both of them feel like wanting that is not the right way to feel, so they put it off. Both can look like ones. Both can be a little bit more maybe rigid and inflexible. Both can be pretty morally and virtue driven. And because of this, they both seek a sense of purity or virtue or of like being good. They worry a lot about their integrity. Now, the differences here are that the three is image conscious. It's in the image triad. The three center has a way they want to be perceived. And so they're conscious of how other people are perceiving them more so than other types. Now, that doesn't mean that other types don't have any sense of like how they're being perceived or any concern for that. It's part of survival. But the three is creating their persona of how they want to be perceived. They're being consciously crafting that. The other thing here is that the seven's fixation on freedom is very different. The seven is going to resist being controlled, resist being limited in any way, whereas threes are a little less concerned about that. They're much more focused on how they're being perceived than if they have freedom or choice. The other thing here that you can keep in mind when differentiating between a three and a seven is, am I worried about how this is going to appear to others or how it makes me feel? Sevens tend to be much more self-referencing. How do I feel? What do I want? And threes are other referencing. How are other people experiencing this? And specifically for a three, how are other people perceiving me? Because of that, the three may have less sense of self-awareness, who they are, what they want, what they like, whereas sevens tend to have a pretty solid like relationship to that, who they are, what they want, what they like, and even a fixation on that. So I hope that was helpful. Now the next question. Hi, Sarah Jane. I was wondering if you could give some specifics on the differences between social and self-preservation fours. When I first learned about the subtypes, I immediately thought I was self-preservation because I don't regularly share my emotions outwardly. But I wasn't sure if this was a subtype or an overlay because sharing big emotions was not something valued or shown in my family of origin. I read Beatrice Chestnut's book and came to think I personally associate more with her description of social four than self-preservation, especially when I read the social fours are often more introverted than self-preservation. But along the way, I've continued to hear bits and pieces of both subtypes that make me question which subtype I truly am. I appreciate all that you do and the thoughtful considerate way in which you approach the Enneagram. Thanks so much. Yeah, so the difference here between social and self-preservation four is really their relationship to suffering. The social four finds suffering as a comfort, kind of a comfort blanket, like they amplify their suffering so that they get empathy from others. Self-preservation, they want to prove that they're long-suffering and that they won't complain. Look at how much I can endure without complaint. So to me, that's the main difference. So it may be helpful to step back and look at the subtypes themselves. Social types tend to be more conscious of their place in society, while self-pres types tend to be more focused on getting their basic needs met. Now, you may have one that's dominant and one that's secondary, or they may be like pretty well tied together. So if you relate to both, they may be pretty closely tied. But if you're looking to have kind of a definitive answer, I think it's helpful to ask which one is more supportive for your growth right now. Do you need to learn that you don't have to suffer and grin and bear it? Or do you want to work on not making suffering a main point of your identity or the way that you receive love? Now, I hope that was helpful. As always, it's an absolute joy to create this content for you. If you have questions, just send them in to 828-338-9127. And I'll see you Thursday for the next one. Bye.